Ethel, I might turn to you first, if that's okay, and I might just start with a quote. Ireland is currently one of the most hostile countries in Europe, indeed in the OECD, for workers who want to form a union in their workplace. The state's weak labour rights means antagonistic anti-worker employers can block, obstruct and frustrate attempts to unionise. These employers hold a de facto veto on efforts to establish greater democracy and collective bargaining rights in the workplace. Unquote. Very strong words, Ethel. Why do you think Ireland is such a hostile country for union organising?
Well, thanks for having me on, Brian. I don't just think it, I know it. It's a fact, and it's an accepted fact, I think, across the international trade union movement, that the Republic of Ireland in particular is an incredibly difficult setting, place, labour market, for workers to organise a union and have their union recognised. So there is a constitutional right in the Republic of Ireland for every worker to join a union. That's the right of freedom of association. But there isn't a way in which to enforce that right, to legally vindicate it. There is no legal right to have your union recognised for the purpose of collective bargaining. And that's why workers form unions. Workers form unions to level up the power imbalance between the employer and the individual worker, to collectivise workers so that there is more balance in that relationship, and to engage in collective bargaining to improve their pay and conditions. But in this jurisdiction here in the Republic of Ireland, and obviously it likes it to, I know that the Financial Services Union is an all-Ireland union, so we are talking about the Republic of Ireland jurisdiction here. There is no way currently to vindicate that right. So there's no legal right or statutory right to have your union recognised. Even if the majority of workers in a company or in a workplace decide that they want to be represented by the union. Currently the situation is, if the employer doesn't voluntarily concede union recognition, then the only way to pursue it is through industrial action, through strike action. Now, unions can go to the Labour Court, and we do all the time. We go under Section 20 of the Industrial Relations Act. But the outcome of that is only binding on the party that takes the case. So oftentimes, say in my union, we go to the Labour Court for union recognition, but the employer doesn't even turn up. They don't have to turn up. There's no sanction on them if they don't turn up. And if they do turn up and there is a recommendation to recognise the union, because generally the Labour Court actually will recommend that, it's the best way for settling industrial relations, if the employer decides that they're going to ignore that, they have a full veto on it. There is nothing that union or those workers can do except for take strike action.
So just to be clear, Ellie, yeah. So if the company employs 100 people,
yeah,
those 100 workers are a member of a trade union, that company does not have to sit down and recognise that trade union and doesn't have to collectively bargain with that trade union.
In the Republic of Ireland, that's the case. That is not the case in Northern Ireland. That's not the case in most European countries, and it's not the case in most Western countries or OECD countries. And you know where it's categorically not the case? It's categorically not the case in the United Kingdom, where there is a process that if a certain number of people, certain percentage of the workers want to be represented by the union, they can engage a legal process and the employer can't resist it. And also in the United States of America. So I regularly talk to people who think that America is a hostile environment for trade unions. And it is in many ways. But I'll tell you where is more hostile is the Republic of Ireland currently. And although that is the case, I don't think a lot of people realise that this is the case. And that's what's so good about this podcast today, that's what's so good about this campaign we're going to talk about, is we really need to shine a light on this issue. I mean, it in my union, we talk about it, you know, my union obviously was very involved in the birth of the state and of the Republic. This is the unfinished business of the Irish Republic. You know, the free, the right of freedom of association. And this right actually is the right of freedom of association and to join a union. It's enshrined in ILO conventions. It's a fundamental UN human right. And it is clearly established in the European Charter of Fundamental Rights. And still, in this jurisdiction, there is no way to legally force an employer to recognise a union, even if, as you say, everyone in that workplace wants to be represented by that union.